Hi everybody, this is another episode. My name is Adebola, founder of Pitch6. I think this is the first time I'm mentioning my name on this podcast. Okay, so my name is Adebola, founder of Pitch6. Today's episode is all about, as a designer, how do you pull yourself out of a very dark hole? As a young designer, how do you pull yourself out of a very dark hole? So let's talk. Hey everybody, once again, good morning, and hope you are doing good today. And yes, it's not a coincidence that most designers actually, at some point in life as a designer, you need to find yourself in a very, very dark hole. As a creative person, you have to find yourself in a very, very dark hole. It's a very norm, but finding yourself in a very dark hole is, like I said, it's norm. And how do you snap yourself out of it is the most important thing. I would like to use myself as an example either way, but this is what I love doing best, and then try as much as possible to, like, at least just tell a sweet story about myself, and try as much as possible just to inspire you all out there. Number one thing, I'll be giving you some few tips, like little things about this and how to, like, get yourself out of it. I think my own started from, like, being a very quiet young dude when I was very, very young, and I'm that guy in the family, one very young guy in the family. Okay, let me put it this way. I'm a family of seven, including dad and mom, and the middle guy amongst the kids. And that guy, that middle guy, everybody never noticed in the family. You know, you had to grow up on your own, like, had to do a whole lot of shit on your own, how to figure the type of friends you make, how to figure who you want to be on your own. Couple of ambitions as a young dude, and I don't think it's even starting up having to be a creative person actually happens to be part of what I was even thinking through when I was growing up. It only dawned on me when I found out that, you know what, you are all alone. You have to be creative one way or the other. You have to start, like, being responsible for yourself at some point in time in my life, and it was a very tough one for me, and a kind of guy that everybody believes that, even friends and family around believes that you are dumb, like believes that I'm very, very dumb, that I don't process things fast, and I don't even think fast in terms of making decisions and all of those things. I had to be that way, but I don't learn fast, yes, but I learn definitely. So as a creative person, if you're going through all this and you're finding your way out of this, yes, there's a whole lot of ways to get out of this. Yes, it's normal that every creative guy, kind of that guy that had to, like, you know what, had to go through all of these simple things all the time, and you know, these things, all this process, are things that actually make us be that great person that we all have to be. It's a cool place to be. It's that process, it's that that part of life that we have to go through, whether we like it or not, it's a part of life we need to go through. But it's easy for everybody, like one way or the other, to like get out of this, as long as you really set your mind to get out of this, and you know, and getting yourself out of this is not a magic. It takes a proper process, which I'm going to be taking us through. Okay, let me start by saying, number one thing is like I used to say, never erase the part of failure throughout the career. Or as a person, or as a creative person, never erase that part of failure. Like I was going through a podcast today, through a vlog today, and one of the guys there, which I'll mention his name because I definitely have to give credit to this guy, is Johnny Cupcake. He made mention of something of like, he said he look at failure as an experiment as to how to grow. Now, if failure is an experiment of how to grow, I could say that, okay, probably when I was growing up, it's an experiment. I was just looking back now, I found that yes, definitely it's really an experiment, because back in the days, happened to work with a couple of agencies, and starting off as probably from an art shop, probably going through a lot of internship and all of those things. Yet I have my own downtime then, because I might not be as good as a lot of people. I actually went for a couple of interviews, which I was really turned down. And there was even an interview that I went as far back as then. That was the most depressing part of my life. I think one of those most depressing part of my life. After going there for this interview, I met with this owner of this cool design shop, and happened to hear all my gist and all of those things. If he had not even allowed me write or probably do some little design test, it would have been better. Probably would have just told me that, you know what, we don't need somebody like of your experience in this place. Probably you could try some other time. That would have been very, very good. But he happened to allow me do this design test. And after this this whole thing, after this design test, what he after told me was like, you know what, don't save whatever you've done on my computer, and you can leave it. I will get back to you. And that was so crazy, because I felt like, wow, all this old effort, my job is not even worthy of being on your computer. And that was a very, very huge one for me. That was a very, very huge one for me. That was a very huge one for me. I had to go back and start doing a whole lot of things. Try to start working so much for myself, because I felt that was a very huge failure. I really want to ever expect in my entire life or in my entire career. I happened to write a particular interview, and at the end of the day, I have to like go through the whole emotional part of like, you know what, don't save that job on my computer. Wow, that was a whole huge one for me. That was a lot for me to bear. So having said that, I went back to my drawing board, started learning, worked with a couple of fantastic people, trying to get a mentor, and work myself parts out of this low self-esteem, getting scared of like writing a particular kind of exam, and it was a great one. After all of this, I went back to the same place and I wrote the same test, and the guy was like, oh, save it. And I told him, no, I don't want to save it, have you seen it? And I deleted it right in front of him and came to recycling bin. And I said to him that, remember this day, never mess with somebody who is trying to grow or trying to kill a dream of somebody. And I left. Yes, it was harsh, but I was really, really fulfilled, because I was able to go back to the same place, to the same text all over again, and I was happy that I could make something out of it. Yes, it might sound a little bit of arrogant, but I was really happy I could do that. Number two is invest in yourself. As a young designer, when I was growing up, I liked to pick a whole lot of things around me. Even though then there was not so much of YouTube, you might not really learn. There's no way to learn a whole lot of things on you because the country I live in, you internet is like a good then. And I happen to get a little internet. It's like a good. You have to go to the cyber cafe to go walk. My house to the cyber cafe is more or less like few meters. I have to walk down to the cyber cafe to download images, to check emails, to chat online, as to do it. So watching YouTube is not even part of what I would be thinking about. But what I did then was like I actually strained my mind to improve myself with what I see around me every blessed day. Like what I see around me every day. Like happen to look at the structure of a building, or happen to look at a tree, happen to look at even the worst thing ever. Happen to look at flood on the street. Happen to look at canals, colorful bottles, houses. Happen to look at the sky, the cloud. That was what informed my own creativity, and I had to learn how to be creative out of it. Happen to look at pieces, at peace, and all of those things happens to involve my line of thought and my own creativity. It's mad. It's crazy. It's crazy, but it was really, really helpful then. So when internet becomes a big deal and everybody has to start learning from YouTube, it was like, wow. If this was available during my time, probably I would have gone a whole lot more faster. I really do not have the time, or maybe the old money, or my family do not have the entire money to raise me as the kind of guy that I really want to be, or probably going into university. In fact, I had to work myself through to the top to at least get a job at a particular advertising agency where I was being paid to some extent, and I had to like sponsor myself through the college and a little bit of a degree in art, but that wasn't my base. That wasn't where I actually get the whole ideation, or maybe probably my form of my line of thought, my form of education really, really emerged from. When it comes to creativity, it was something that I had to pick from the street. I had to grow up on my own. So young creative out there, young creative designers, you need to start learning how to invest in yourself in terms of what you see, in terms of the kind of friends you roll with. Now YouTube is available, you have to be constant on YouTube at learning one or two things, learning how to be creative. Like I said in the previous my previous episode, choose a mentor. These people are there on the internet. You don't even have to know them. You don't even have to get in touch with them. Choose a mentor and learn how to behave like them, how to walk like them, learn how to do things like them. Then this will actually inform your own style and your own creativity. The third one, know your worth. Know your worth. Know your worth. It is at this point in my life, it was really, really emotional for me, because at the point when I have to start knowing my worth, it was a big deal for me, a very, very big deal for me. So it happens in the past that maybe I was around 2009 or 2010 thereabouts. So I happen to be working with this advertising agency, and it's a small a startup agency, and it was crazy working with them. I was practically I was head of the department. I was a lead art director. I had to see what goes in and what comes in, and what comes in and what goes out of the agency, and the intent of creativity. And salary was owed for a couple of months. Then I had my salary being tied down for almost about like a couple of months. I think on the sixth month, I couldn't do it anymore. I was so depressed because I just left my my family. I had to go rent an apartment far away from them, and so I could start a normal life as a young guy. And I have a salary issue for almost about 6 months, and it was a whole lot of depressing for me. Yes, I was scared to leave the place and go to another place, because I was like, you know what, do I want to start all over again? Is anywhere out there that I possibly get the same type of job, the same kind of salary skill, and the same kind of freedom that I used to have elsewhere? And it was a lot depressing for me. And I just wake up one day, I got up one evening, I was like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. So I had to send a nasty email to my boss, which was the wrong approach. I was asked to resign the next day. So I resigned and went back home for couple of weeks, almost about 6 to 8 weeks. I didn't have a job, and I was depressed. But it was terrible. But what will I do? I had to cut down my salary scale to 50% down to start all over again. And that was so depressing. Really depressing. Having to remember what I went through then was really, really depressing. So I had to start all over again, and started doing things all over again. I started picking my things up gradually all over again, until I got to a position where you know what, it's not really, really there yet. It's not really, really cool yet, but it's for less, more or less, for me, you know what, at least it's far better from what I was going through far back before. And I'm already there yet? I wouldn't say no, because I'm not there yet. But you know what, offline I've been trying to tell people my stories, and it's been a great pleasure to impart a whole lot of people, and people are already doing great things out of my own mistakes and things that I learned over time. And I felt sharing this globally, not only locally, sharing this with young designer out there across the globe, I am throughout the whole universe, across the world, would be a great joy for me if you people can learn out of this, and not being scared of becoming the kind of that great designer or that great art director or a creative person, that great creative person you probably want to be or want to be in the nearest future. So come out of your shed. Don't be scared of having to fail, or having to because every time you fail, it becomes a great experiment for you to ascertain that growth or that success you ever want to get to. And you can of course always tell the best stories ever and people will really, really appreciate you for it. Let me say number four, which is going to be the last one. As a creative person, don't be scared to explore any other thing. Don't be scared to explore. So now let me pretty say, don't be scared to explore. As in probably you are a graphic designer that only knows how to that your skill set is just Photoshop only, and maybe CorelDRAW, and you are being scared of you don't want to move beyond your shield, you don't want to move beyond your limit. I think you start looking forward to start moving out of that limit, out of that shield you find yourself. Start learning new things. Because you never can know what will be expected of you in just few days or few months or few years down the line. So along the line, I joined a particular company whereby I was just this very good designer that only has this good skill on CorelDRAW and Photoshop only. And yes, I'm very ambitious when it comes to learning a new skill set and all those things. I've always wanted to be a UI person and probably to be a front end developer, and there's no avenue to just there's no place. I don't even have that avenue to even start learning, because I was so busy with client work, office job, personal client job, trying to deal with a whole lot of personal life issues and all of those things. But I got to this place and I have to walk my way through it. When I was interviewed, and what got me the job was when I was going for the interview, I've actually packaged my portfolio properly. So I had I have it printed out as an old school person anyways. But I was going to work with a digital company who probably they don't even believe in having to have paper around. In fact, it's a paperless company. Everything we do is it's digital, paperless. If you had to request for anything, you have to do it via email, Hangout, Skype, Slack, as much as anything, it has to be with digital. Except you want to talk to each other, probably phone conversation, okay? Or maybe you have to talk, have a meeting, maybe physical meeting within the office, amongst the team, amongst the organization. Maybe that could be physical. That would be a little bit analog, but every other thing is basically digital. So I went there with a 70 pages printed portfolio, and he blew them off. He actually blew everyone on that table off, and I got the job. And when I got the job, I found there's a lot to be learned here. So I started learning how to use Adobe Illustrator. I started learning how to use Adobe InDesign. I started learning how to use After Effects, Premiere. I started learning how to use Muse, Fuse, Audition, Adobe Character. I started learning how to use I started learning how to be a front-end developer. I started learning how to code, how to start with HTML, CSS, little bit of Java. Started putting my mind in the spirit of what if I have to be a product designer, and started learning how to use Adobe SD when SD came out, quickly jump on it. I started learning how to use Webflow so as to create a very stunning website, a very nice product for my own personal use and personal clients, and of course for company use also. I learned how to work on how to edit WordPress and how to convert WordPress CMS, what WordPress CMS should be and how it works and all those things, just for me to just be able to like speak the language of a product person. And it was a very good one for me because he helped me in so many researches, how to go about job, how to pull myself together as a real, real, real full stack designer and a creative person. So I encourage you young designers out there to start doing things that have been actually beyond your imagination. Put yourself in the position of like, you know what, where will I be tomorrow? What would it be required of me tomorrow? What would be expected of me tomorrow? Seeing yourself having, you know what, having to work with it, probably maybe at the point in time you felt like, you know what, I might be working with a 3D person in the nearest future, or I might be working with a video person in the nearest future. Why not just stick your mind or stick your head out and start learning what may be required of you to start working, to work with a video person or to work with a 3D guy, start learning how to use Maya, Cinema 4D, and so on and so forth. Start learning how to use start learning how to use your Premiere, After Effects, there's this software called Red whatever. Start learning how to use a camera, how to do a little bit of video. Just start improving yourself because you don't know what might inquire of, what might be needed of you in just few days, few months down the line. So I really encourage you to start coming out of your own, coming out of that comfort zone. And don't even regret. I think the only thing you should be regretful of is what you didn't. What you didn't do, not what you've done or what you learned or what exciting thing that you didn't even learn as a designer or as a creative person. Be happy doing great things, learning new things. Be happy when you have a difficult project and you have to go out of your way to jump on it. Don't see everybody as your enemy, probably in the workplace or maybe a client trying to push you beyond your limit. You are learning that process. You are definitely learning the process. By the time you come off being a senior designer, trying to cross to a stage of being an art director, and going to that stage of like, you know, being a senior art director and probably a creative director and all of those things, you will understand that learning all these processes and being who you are going to be then, it's not really a small task. It requires a whole lot of you, and please just start doing it. Jump on it now and just start working your path to that success that you really want to be. Don't be scared of failure, like I said. Don't be scared of down times. All these things reshaping you up to be that great dude, that great person you really want to be. And I haven't said this. Go out there. Create the masterpiece that you really want to create. And be good to everybody. Be good to people and impart life also. See you some other time. Have a great moment and enjoy your day. Bye.